The 2008 flag bearer of the CPT, Dr. Parkway Siindum, has decided to take a back seat in the activities of the party. This is to avoid being accused of overshadowing the national executives and flouting the party's rules and regulations. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the spokesperson for the Youth for Indum 2012, Richard Niama, said Dr. Indum has been working for the party and not for himself. He spoke to Seth Aya.
Dr. Parkway Siindum has decided to take a backstage because some key personalities in the CPP are seeing him to be the cause of disunity and indiscipline in the party. He doesn't want the CPP to look like a disunited party. Neither does he want the CPP to look like an indisciplined party. And so if his presence and active participation in the party is what is causing disunity and indiscipline, then it is better for him to take a backstage, so that the party will unite and build its grassroots structures, as has been said by the national chairperson of the party.
But then the party has rules and regulations, and from the activities of Dr. Parkway Siindum, somebody from outside the party would also realize that he is going against the party's laid down procedures.
I am not aware of any rule in the party that Dr. Siindum has broken. They are accusing him that he is overshadowing the party and he is acting bigger than the party. But we don't see it like that at all, because everything that Dr. Siindum has done, he has done in collaboration with the party. Talk of the 60 constituency offices that he said he is opening. In every region, I am a witness that he has always called the regional chairperson to ask that which of your constituencies need an office. And then they would advise him that bring it to constituency A or constituency B. And then he goes to do it. Whenever he goes to launch these constituencies, you always realize that the regional chairman and executive and even the conscience executives are always present. And so the accusation that he is not working from the center, it is neither here nor there. In fact, he is the only person who, after the 2008 election, when they set up a reorganization committee to reorganize the party, he remains the only person who contributed to the center to help make sure that the party is reorganized. Nobody ever contributed to the center again, apart from him. So Dr. Siindum has been a formidable member of the party. He is a big shareholder of the party, and he wants the betterment of the party. That is why he is saying that if it is his activities that is causing indiscipline in the party in the eyes of some people, then he wants to take a back seat. Because after all, if you check with the election results, over the past 3 years, 98% of Ghanaians have not been voting for the CPP. It therefore tells us that there is a bigger work out there. We should be focusing on getting the masses of Ghanaians who have not been voting for the CPP than to be in the CPP and be fighting among ourselves. And so from now onwards, he's going to focus his attention on making sure that he appeals to the 98% of Ghanaians who have not been voting for the party, so that we can get their attention, we can win their hearts, and we can also win their votes.
So from now on, Dr. Parkway Siindum will not be speaking on air or doing anything in the name of CPP. Is that the understanding?
Yes. Last 2 weeks, the General Secretary of the party came out with a press statement that we have an official spokesperson of the party, and that is not Dr. Parkway Siindum. And so it's been advised that Dr. Siindum speak in personal capacity as a concerned Ghanaian. And we have advised him that from now onwards, whenever there's an issue, he should express his opinion as a Ghanaian, but not as a CPP spokesperson, because he is not the official spokesperson of the CPP.
Spokesperson for the Youth for Siindum 2012, Richard Niama. Meanwhile, the national executives of the CPP has welcomed Dr. Parkway Siindum's decision. In a reaction, the general secretary of the party, Ivo Greenstreet, said this will enable the party to enter the 2012 elections in unity. He told Radio Ghana that the national executives will also meet to discuss the decision. He said Dr. Siindum's decision in the first place should not have been announced, but taken on the quiet.
I am not sure I've heard anybody accuse him of being in the front seat or being a spokesperson for the party. But whatever decision any individual makes, any senior member of the party or any aspiring candidate, any decision that is made by any such person that inures to greater collective benefit for the party and ensures that we get over this turbulent period that we have been through as we move towards preparation for election 2012 is understandable.
So Dr. Park Rezindum's decision, would you say, is a piece of good news for you, the national executive?
Well, I'm not sure I fully understand the reasons that he has provided for any decision that he has taken, and I'm not sure whether it was something that even had to be announced, because in this world, we are governed by our actions rather than necessarily all our words. So perhaps if this was his intention, he could have just done it without necessarily needing to announce that this is what he's going to do, and providing reasons for what he is doing. But whatever the case, any decision, as I said, of any leading member of the party that inures to the benefits of the party in a collective way forward is obviously the interest of the party.
In spite of this decision, will the national executives still see the need to invite him for serious party meetings?
It's a decision that the party will look at internally, and the best way forward that ensures that we're united as a party, and that we ensure that we providing Ghanaians with what it is that we intend to do as a political party to improve the fortunes of the ordinary Ghanaian around the country, rather than concentrating on any personal ambitions or self-centered approach to doing politics. We want the CPP to be seen as a party that is dedicated purely providing solutions for the ordinary Ghanaian around the country.
That was the General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, talking to Seth Aya.